Dock control, I said to the ship's always listening artificial intelligence, AI. A virtual T-handled lever emerged from the translucent blue panel next to my left hand, and I gave it a forward flick. A small chirp indicated the lever had reached its destination. Subtle vibrations reinforced the assumption that station clamps had released my oar sled, but a pulsing red triangle showed on the panel. Frack. I swiped my hand impatiently and waited. The panel continued to pulse red even after I felt the clamps reengage. Show failure, I instructed tersely. One of the two large vid screens in front of me displayed a single spindly leg of the oar sled. A slight bow in the leg pulsed with a red outline, indicating the point of failure. It was bent just enough to prevent the station's clamp from either releasing or reengaging. Vent Atmo, open cockpit. The smudge of my irritated breath rapidly disappeared from the clear faceplate as the AI puffed dry air across it. I dismissed the display of the oar sled's leg with a sweep of my hand, and the screens darkened. Small plumes of expanding vapor billowed out of the numerous ports below the cockpit. Once the plumes lost their intensity, a well-hidden door levered up like a bat wing from the canopy. The minimal gravity of the station beckoned me slowly downward. I fired the suit's arc jets and rushed toward the bent leg 10 meters back. I communicated navigation commands to my AI through a nearly infinite series of micro-gestures. The AI, in turn, caused the bright blue cones of arc jet propulsion to fire appropriately. My movements came easily. I've been navigating an arc jet suit since I could eat solid food and took the skill for granted. I pushed away from the sled to get a clean view of the problem leg. My AI projected a pulsing red outline directly onto the retina of my eye, highlighting the bend. A quick inspection showed that the leg and the station's clamp had engaged in such a way that the simple linear movement of the clamp couldn't overcome. The legs of the sled had an incredible amount of vertical strength, but were spindly and prone to a bit of bowing when too much horizontal force occurred. My landing had probably been a little sloppy, but it wasn't a difficult fix. I strategically placed the top of my boot against the leg of the oar sled and fired the arc jet in short, strong bursts from the heel. I felt a shudder through my gloves as the metallic alloys in the sled's leg slipped back into the correct position. I pushed back a couple meters and called out, "Dock control!" A familiar display lit up, and I flicked a lever to release the clamps. This time, the panel pulsed a pleasant green, and the clamps indeed receded beneath the floor with a satisfying thunk. The sled wasn't connected to anything now, but the low gravity of the station was sufficient to keep it in place. From the corner of my eye, I caught the movement of a small runabout lifting off from the station about 300 meters away. The craft belonged to Tabitha Masters, and I chortled quietly at my good luck. There was no time to waste, and I leaned over and engaged the arc jets, quickly slithering to the front of the sled and into the cockpit. "Close cockpit! Engines online! Throttle control!" I spat, while scrambling to pull the restraining harness over my suit and buckle it between my legs as atmosphere flooded the cabin. My clear faceplate retracted upward into the helmet when the pressure equalized and I worked my jaw, making my ears pop. "Craft tracking!" A new display popped up with flight controls and subtle icons next to the many different moving objects. It took a moment to orient on Tabby. I jabbed my finger through her craft's floating icon, and a green ring encircled the runabout. A reverse pinch motion caused the icon to enlarge, showing her craft's attitude and bearing. Virtual arrows indicated velocity and acceleration relative to my own. Without looking, I grabbed the flight joystick with my right hand, and with my left, jammed throttle controls forward. Tabitha Masters' runabout had a strong lead on me, so I pushed the sled's thrusters into the red.